and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on this Monday morning. Mostly cloudy skies today, could see some showers throughout the day, high near 76. Cloudy tonight, low right around 50, and then for Tuesday, sunny skies, a high in the 70s. Going to be a beautiful day Tuesday. If you got stuff you got to do, I don't know about you, but got the grass cut over the weekend, and it is a beautiful lush green. Unbelievable. I mean, even my backyard, which was in sad shape after last year's drought, it's even coming back
good.
So just a beautiful looking green. I just, something about that just makes me feel good when I look at it.
Yeah, if you can cut back the dandelions, then life is happy.
Oh man, it was so nice. I hope everybody enjoyed their Easter Sunday. Beautiful day with the family up in the Akron area. Had a lot of fun up there. I know you said you took Ma some food, and
yes,
she was happy with that. Although you think she was happier because she saw the dog and not you.
Well, I mean, I've known Mom more than a minute, and I can see joy in her eyes, and it seems like there's more joy when the dog is sitting in her lap than when I knock on the door.
Uh-huh.
So that's all I'm saying. I mean, it's fine. I know she loves me, and I love her, but she's very happy to see the pup.
And how, and we're going to get into this because it's all that everybody's talking about. Obviously, Pope Francis passed away early this morning, but, you know, he gives the Easter eulogy. He meets with Vice President J.D. Vance. And then, again, when he fell ill, it was right when we were on vacation back in February, it didn't sound good at all. But then they said he started to make a comeback and was doing a little better. People had seen him out and about. I mean, you mentioned he was in the Pope Mobile going somewhere over the weekend. But I was still shocked this morning when I woke up and saw it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things when you, you know, read a little bit about the history of him. Apparently, he's been chronic acute bad lungs. I don't know if it was an illness or, you know, environment where he grew up, but he had part of one lung removed as a young person. So, you know, to have battled all the way to 88 is impressive. And you figure, you know, God chose him for a reason. He championed the poor people, you know, talked about climate change, was very well traveled. I don't know, but, you know, that's the thing, you know, to say you're shocked, you are, but you know his history. It is just kind of a weird dynamic. I mean, I think probably the shock is that you saw him on a lot of news coverage delivering Easter messages and meeting with the VP and, you know, cruising in the Pope Mobile. So you're just like, wow, I just saw him.
Yep. And that's how it was for me this morning when I got up. I looked at my phone. I'm like, holy cow. I mean, didn't mean to say it that way, but I'm like, wow. I mean, the Pope, as you said, I mean, all you couldn't turn on the news over the weekend without seeing a picture of Pope Francis or, you know, video of him. So really was shocked this morning when I saw it. I'm like, wow, that, I mean, again, like you mentioned, he's had been in poor health. It sounds like his entire life had something going on, but really the last few months, really, he just, you could see he just looked frail. Even before he had the double pneumonia, you're just like, he just doesn't look well.
There's something to it. I mean, my mom was a nurse for most of her career, and she said, you know, especially when she got into elder care, that people, you know, in nursing homes and in poor health and all those things, sometimes there's something they're hanging on for. Like they want to see a grandchild graduate high school or college, or they want to see, you know, a sibling or something celebrate something, or they have a child that's getting married or whatever it is. Sometimes they can kind of will themselves. And you just maybe wonder if Pope Francis just saw Easter as his last real opportunity to have global impact and just willed his way through it and got through it and then boom.
Again, that would make perfect sense to me. I mean, I didn't think about it in those terms, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit. You know, and again, this is how our minds, how my mind works, and that, you know, there's going to be time where folks are going to start to think back about, okay, what he did and his message and was, you know, I've already saw stuff. Well, he kind of fractured the Catholic Church with some of the things he did. And I'm like, really, can we just not do that right now? Can we just let the man rest in peace? I mean, it's going to be, I mean, the next few days will just be hard for a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. I'm one of those who believes that the Pope has, when I was a kid and the Pope spoke, you listen. I mean, everybody, I don't care. And again, you didn't get to see him as much as you do now with the social media and all those kind of things. But, you know, I grew up with John Paul II. That was the Pope for me just because of the age that I was. And it just seemed like everything he did, everywhere he went, what he said, I mean, it was like almost breaking news. Where I think now, so much with the social media and all the different things, I think the Pope itself, that office is, I shouldn't say office, but that position, I think, has kind of lost its luster for some folks.
Well, I think, you know, it's part of the fracturing of our society. It still probably carries great import in other parts of the world, but there's always, you know, the nitpickers, the naysayers, the negative Nellies, all those people, and they come to the fore and they're right on it. So I think it's part of that. And then I think religion, honestly, is a little out of favor with news coverage. And so when you marry those two things up, I was surprised to see the Pope as much as I did yesterday, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, and the way my brain works, I'm like, well, it must have been a slow news day because, you know, you're not used to seeing the Pope when he makes those appearances and those kinds of things. So I don't know. Whichever way it was, you know, it'll bring it to the fore for a time, and his message will carry on. And then there'll be, you know, great deliberation, and then there'll be naming of a new Pope, and we'll see. We'll see where the Catholic Church heads from there.
I hope we head somewhere young. I mean, that's really. That's just one person's opinion. I just somebody young. I want to see somebody that, you know, my kids can kind of, like I was with Pope John Paul II, kind of grow up with them and watch and kind of take an interest in them. Somebody young. I think what happened with Benedict and then with Francis, that kind of co-papacy, I just was like, this doesn't work for me. I mean, I don't know about any other Catholic, and I can't speak for it, but it just didn't work for me. Yeah. I mean, I always felt like Francis was looking over his shoulder.
Well, I mean, you can definitely argue that it's gotten a little political, but to say any big organization is too political, yeah. And to find somebody young, I mean, there's so many, you know, it's almost like Bob Dole syndrome. You know, Bob Dole got to run for president because it was his turn. I mean, there wasn't anybody else around, and it was kind of, you know, Bob Dole this and Bob Dole that. And, you know, it just, I feel like sometimes you get clouded with that. You know, you're like, you need to see a body of work, and a younger person doesn't have the body of work that an older person has. So you kind of get caught in that. It'd have to be somebody extremely special, extremely vibrant, and extremely down the letter of the law for the current, you know, people, decision makers at Vatican City, for a young person to have a chance.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. Interesting when the conclave, and how ironic is it that one of the top movies from this year or late last year was Conclave? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. I haven't talked to anybody seen it, but I just know it was one of the higher grossing movies of the year. So I mean, it's just interesting that you got everybody who my son is always joking and yelling out Illuminati. I mean, he's doing that, and mm-hmm. you have all this different stuff. I mean, there's so many things that go into this, but it's going to be a few days of it's a ceremony. I mean, you think back to when these popes pass away, it takes on a life of its own.
Well, it's definitely a clash of good and evil, yeah. And you can define that in whatever way you want, but there are going to be nefarious forces working to pick somebody, and there's going to be good forces that are going to be working to pick somebody. And again, it's just over time, you can look back and say, well, that one was not a good one, and that one was a good one, depending on how things went or your belief system. But that's literally what's up.
And, you know, you've heard all these popes past when they are elected as the pontiff, they go into what's called the Room of Tears, where they put the white on them, and they say it's like you feel the weight of the world on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost 1.4 billion Catholics. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know it's the Catholic faith for the Pope, but there are other religions.
There's
still
a lot of people that look to the Pope.
Yes, they do. That's why I said, I think it's that position has kind of lost a little bit, but still boy, I know my grandmother, God rest her soul, when she was alive, if the Pope was anywhere on TV or mm-hmm. there was anything in the paper, there's this thing called this newspaper, she would be all over it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just didn't. And when he was on TV, it was sit down, be quiet, and let grandma watch the TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's for some folks, that's how it was. So, yep. And again, like I said, Pope John Paul, that was how it was with me as well. The other big news from over the weekend, and there's going to be a press conference later this afternoon, I believe, at 3 o'clock at the Licking County Sheriff's Office. I don't know how much you've kept up with the Kesey story with the Faith Life Church in New Albany and Powell, but he was arrested over the weekend. I think Friday afternoon is when they actually picked him up, and he's been charged right now with rape, but the Knox County Grand Jury, because this is where it took place, is meeting today. And they're saying more charges are going to come his way. it's going to be very interesting to see. He's in his 30s. I told you I was shocked because I went back and looked at the court records. The first alleged incident was in 2001, which would make him 12 or 13. So, again, it's going to be interesting at this press conference today to find out what's going on.
Yeah, well, nuanced letter of the law. And, again, when you look at, you know, a family that has influence in a lot of Central Ohio families, again, that struggle between good and evil, you know, it boggles the mind. I mean, there's bad happening every day. There's good happening every day. But when you draw it that close, because I'm sure people in the church would be shocked and horrified at this kind of thing. People outside, it's almost like you're waiting, especially those preachers that are on TV, the mega church type and all that, because, you know, there's a certain kind of vibe that goes along with that. And there are some people that are just like, hey, just wait. Their day's coming. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a dark cloud and it's going to be ugly. And you just don't know how ugly. And that has happened time and time and time again.
Yeah. And it's been, and you talked about kind of the tentacles of how it's reaching different families. I mean, his mother, Drenda Kesey, is a Knox County commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of the family's is Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. He recused himself from the case because mm-hmm. it was the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. So, This is one of those ones that it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. And kind of, again, like I said, I don't know enough about the judicial system to say, oh, they're going to try him as a juvenile for one of these crimes, try him as an adult. I have no idea. It's probably interesting.
Well, the prosecutors will have to build a case,
yes.
And they're going to try to figure out, you know, that gotcha moment, like which one is the best one for public concern and for the victims and all those things. And that's their job. So, you know, there are a lot of young people that get tried as adults. Of course, he's not young anymore. But, you know, statute of limitations, I mean, there's a lot of implications in this case, a lot.
Yeah, it's like I said, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll be down. I'll be down at the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office later today. I believe it's at 3:00 is the press conference. So be down there to find out what is going to take place. We're going to take a break, but then coming back on the other side, we're going to visit with Andrea Crava. She's the director of Lincoln County Recycling. Folks may not know, tomorrow's Earth Day. So she's going to talk a little bit about those hazardous materials laying around your house, especially paint and all those good kind of things, and how you can get rid of them. Again, that tomorrow is Earth Day. So coming up next, we'll hear from Andrea Crava on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, mostly cloudy skies throughout the day. Some showers as well. High near 76, and then cloudy tonight with a low near 48. And then Tuesday, a beautiful day with sunny skies and a high near 71. Joined now by Andrea Crava. She's the director of Lincoln County Recycling. Earth Day is Tuesday. It's going to be an important day across the county. Remind folks of the importance of Earth Day and why we celebrate this every year.
Yeah, so Earth Day actually started back in 1970. So we've got many decades behind us with celebrating Earth Day, and it was started as a movement to just get people aware of everything that was going on with the environment that was not so good back then. We have made huge strides since then in terms of cleaning up our environment, but as we all see this time of year, there's still so much trash and so much dumping, and we still have work to do. So that is really the heart of what Earth Day is all about, plus lots of other things, you know, protecting environments and protecting animals and protecting habitats and all of those things, too.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, and you and I have discussed this before, and you've answered my questions just personally on how to take care of some of these things that need to be taken care of. Speaking of hazardous waste, how do you dispose of them? And the first one people always ask me is, what do you do with paint? That seems to be a big one. Seems like everybody has a can of paint laying around, but I mean, there's just so many different types. When you say hazardous waste, kind of maybe give folks a background on what you're talking about.
Well, let's talk about paint first. So paint is actually pretty easy to dispose of nowadays because paint does not have lead in it anymore. So it can actually just go in the trash. It does have to be dried out, though, because once if it's wet and it goes into the back of a trash truck, just imagine when it gets compacted and squished in there, it's going to get paint all over everything, and it might end up just dripping out of the truck going down the road, and of course nobody wants that. So you can add cat litter to it and just keep mixing it and mixing it and mixing it until it is kind of crumbly and sort of dry. It's not necessarily going to be hard or solid, but it's not going to be wet and drippy anymore. It does take some time, it does take some effort, but then you can just go ahead and put that lid back on and put it right in your trash. There are also some commercial powders that you can buy at home improvement type stores that you mix into the paint, and it does eventually harden that as well, too. So if you do have paint that has lead in it, because, of course, we do have some people that say that they are cleaning out a house from 1947 or something, there are some things that you can do with lead paint or some oil-based paints and other hazardous wastes. So there is a hazardous waste collection facility in Columbus. Sorry, there is not one in Licking County and there is not one closer, but the one in Columbus is called Environmental Enterprises, and they can take your hazardous wastes for a fee, and it's always best to call them first. Their phone number at Environmental Enterprises is 614-294-1300. And then you asked about what are examples of hazardous wastes that they might take there. And those things include stuff like acids, adhesives, antifreeze, bleach, cleaners, motor oil, paint thinners, and again, those like lead-based or oil-based paints, pesticides, polishes, pool chemicals, poisons, things like that.
You know, there's so many different things. And you mentioned, you know, you can take these things to Environmental Enterprises in Columbus. But there are other ways that you can do this as well. And again, you shocked me. I think it was last year we talked about this. But you talked about just things around the house that you can use to help take care of these products. Maybe talk a little bit about that, too. I mean, you're talking about, like, lemon juice and vinegar. I mean, it's really cool, some of the stuff that you can use to take care of these things.
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, there are some eco-friendly things that you have right in your home that are good for cleaning. So there are things like vinegar, lemon juice, baking soda. There is something that you could buy at the store called Castile soap that I've seen, and things like borax, too, that are much more environmentally friendly that you can use. And we actually have lists of what those items are, like how to make all-purpose cleaner or scrubs or window cleaner, disinfectants, things like that, using those items like borax and vinegar and soap and hot water to make a disinfectant. So for like cleaning. So we've got a list of those on our website, and that is lickingcounty.gov/RLC.
And then, Andrea, real quick, obviously, Earth Day on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Folks are going to do their best to try to, you know, take care of their products and that. One thing you don't want is for folks to think, oh, okay, I can recycle these things. I'll just drop them off in the recycling bins. Again, this is something that we talk about every time we get together. You really have to pay attention to what you're putting in those recycling bins, and these items should never be in those bins.
Correct. We we do not want those items in our recycling bins because they could contaminate the good items that we do want in the recycling bins. Some of the items that we've talked about today, too, that are considered hazardous waste are flammable as well, and those could certainly react with other things that end up in our recycling bins, and we certainly don't want literal dumpster fires going on, and we certainly don't want the trucks that empty our recycling bins to catch on fire because of any sort of flammable items that may be put in there. So, yeah, and it's definitely best to take those items to the environmental enterprises to dispose of the hazardous waste properly. Please don't put those items in the recycling bins. And again, if anybody needs information about what is actually accepted in our recycling bins, that's also on our website, lickingcounty.gov/RLC.
That's Andrea Crava, Director of Licking County Recycling. Again, tomorrow is Earth Day. If you need more information on ways to properly dispose of your hazardous waste, you can go to their website or their Facebook page and make sure you get that taken care of in the proper way. Be sure to join us Wednesday morning as Doug Moran with the Newark Granville Symphony Orchestra and the High Z Wind Ensemble will join us. Doug will be talking about their upcoming concerts and all the fun things that they've got going on in the community. Again, that's on Wednesday's Talk of the Town. Doug Moran with the Newark Granville Symphony Orchestra and the High Z Wind Ensemble.